Mellis ducked Storm's head under the warm sudsy water, hauling her up for Sister Sage to scrub away at the mousemaid's neck.
Good golly, you could grow a crop in the muck we're getting off you, Missy. Here, give me the soap, Serena. Go and get another bucket of water.
Ah, this is worse than being drowned at sea. Grump, let me go.
Be still, you young rip. I'm soaked to the hide here. Keep her away from that gull-wacky rope thing, Sage, or she'll cause havoc.
Just let me get me paws on my rope. I'll show you three torturers.
Slipping and splashing, the three battled furiously with Slippery Storm. Abbot Bernard and Simeon passed the infirmary door on the way to Cavern Hall.
My stars, Simeon. Sounds like a fully-fledged massacre in there.
Well guessed, Bernard. You're not far wrong.
Still, who knows? Young Storm Gullwhacker may prove a clean and valuable member of our little community.
Yes, clean at least, when Mellis, Sage and Serena have finished with her. What about the other one, the hare?
Oh, you mean Tarquin. He's to be our first resident hare. He brought a scroll with him from Lord Rawnblade, the master of Salamandastron. Here, I'll read it to you. It says, "To Abbot Bernard of Redwall, from Rawnblade, protector of the shores. It comes to my mind that the ties between your abbey and my mountain should be strengthened. Therefore I send this hare, Tarquin L. Woodsorrel, to you. He's frivolous, a glutton, lovesick, and prone to composing dreadful ballads. Added to this, he has an odd sense of humour, a strange idea of dress, and is disruptive with other hares. Be that as it may, he is a fearless fighter, an excellent scout, and totally honest. I hope you will find his services satisfactory. Give my good wishes to Mellis and all the good creatures at Redwall. May the seasons be kind and bring you peace with long prosperity. Rawnblade Widestripe, Lord of Salamandastron." There, what do you think of that for a reference, Simeon?
The blind herbalist gathered up his habit for the stairs ahead.
At least Rawnblade is truthful. The hare has his faults, but he also has good features. The Badger Lord would not send him to us if there was not something in his clever mind. Maybe he fears the approach of trouble and has decided that we need a link with Salamandastron. I like the sound of this Tarquin L. Woodsoddle. Maybe Rawnblade's loss will turn out to be Redwall's gain.
I hope you are right, my friend. Your intuition has never let us down.
Early evening found Storm Gullwhacker being propelled forcibly out of the main abbey doors to mingle with the other young creatures of Redwall. She fought half-heartedly as Mellis shooed her out.
There now, go and play. My, my, you look very pretty now, Storm.
Pretty? What's that supposed to mean? I feel stupid with this dress on and half the hide scrubbed from me. Oh, couldn't I wear my old burlap smock, please?
What? That scruffy old thing? Certainly not, child. I told Sister Sage to burn it.
Where's my gullwhacker? You haven't burnt that too, have you?
No, don't worry, Storm. We gave it a good scrub in what was left of your bathwater, and it's hanging out of the infirmary window to dry. You can have it back tomorrow. Now play outside with the young ones. But don't get yourself all messed up again. It's nearly time for the abbot's feast.
Dandin could hardly believe his eyes. Was this pretty mousemaid in the light green linen habit the frowsy-looking terror he had encountered earlier that day? It seemed hardly possible. He held out his paws to her.
Come on, Storm. I'll take you round to the orchard. You can sit between me and Saxtus at the Abbot's Jubilee Feast tonight.
What's an Abbot's Jubilee Feast?
Listen, do you like singing, dancing, and as much of the very best food and drink as you can swallow?
Yes. Is that what it's all about?
You'll soon find out. Come on, let's run. There's Durry Quill. We'll race him.
The two young mice dashed off across the lengthening shadows of the abbey lawn as the birds trilled their evensong to the setting sun.